Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we are living life today. Feeling real good about things because the Browns won yesterday, and everybody, you know, I don't know how you can't be excited. The only way you wouldn't be excited is if you're a Steeler fan. And I think Steeler fan kind of knew it was coming last night. They, you know, they've played enough to win a lot of these games all season long, and then you throw the weather element in there last night, and now all of a sudden, boom, it's a Browns victory. And it's a Browns victory Friday, and it feels pretty sweet today, especially for a team that's just been struggling to have good news all season long. So, I don't know. That's just kind of how I see it right now. So, Dan, yeah, we were talking about the flex. There was a game that was flexed. So, the Browns are definitely on Monday night next week, and then you have to assume they're going to get the last game of the week. They're not going to get any kind of flex. Or the last game of the season, they're not going to see a flex.
Well, so that's the big thing to catch everybody up. The Bengal game, which would have been December 19th at Thursday Night Football, has been flexed out. It will be played December 22nd at 1 o'clock. You'll be able to watch a game on Fox, too, if that, you know, none of us will remember it until the day before the game anyhow. But that game has been moved to 1 o'clock on December 22nd. So looking at the rest of this, I mean, they can't do anything with the Broncos game. If they were going to do anything with that one, they would have already announced it. So that is staying on Monday Night Football. I think the other one you got to circle, man, is the Dolphins game. The Sunday night or December 19th or 29th, I should say. Okay. Dolphins game, that's the one I would circle and say we're probably going to see that one at 1 o'clock as well. It's just the way that it goes.
I mean, you knew this was coming, though. Like, it's not, you know, when you're a two-win team, the only thing that was holding the Browns in some of these spots that you might say, okay, well, maybe they will still end up on national TV down the stretch here, and maybe it would have been because of the Hard Knock show, which, by the way, did you see the teaser for it? I was watching yesterday. I saw it.
I did. I saw the teaser. I saw the Nick Chubb part of it that was floating around, too.
Yeah, so it wasn't bad. At least they recognize we're in the AFC North, so
it's valid. It's valid.
We had that going for us. And then the other thing, let's face it, Browns draw viewers. A lot of people like to watch the Browns, whether they're winning or losing. So those were two reasons they may have had a chance. But I mean, if you're sitting there on Thursday Night Football, you're like, okay. I mean, if Al Michaels is bored with you, you're probably in trouble.
I get it. I get the move that the NFL would make. They put these rules in so that they could put the best games in the island games, the primetime games, so then that way you get the biggest number. I mean, we all know how television works. More eyeballs equals more money. Congratulations, you get TV.
Yes.
So as much as the Browns fan base is a really good driver, having great football games is an even better driver. So I get it. I get it. It stinks, but I get it.
So there were stories that were floating around this morning about Daniel Jones, who's contemplating leaving the Giants after being benched, and he's got, you know, contract stuff going on there. And so we just found out who reported this. Ian Rappaport or no?
The Giants themselves.
Oh, the
put
Giants.
Out a statement releasing Daniel Jones. Yep.
So, and what exactly happened again? Read it. Tell everyone what happened again.
Of course, I don't have it in front of me right now.
We have to read it. So they're with Tommy DeVito for the rest of the year then?
So it's looking like Tommy Cutlets and Drew Locke are the two that they're looking
at.
But apparently, according to the statement, Daniel Jones went to John Mara, the owner of the New York Giants, and said, hey, if you're not going to play me, I want out. Give me a head start. And John Mara obliged and said, all right, we'll release you and get you a bit of a head start. And so the question that popped into my head, because, you know, sometimes it's fun to be an agent of chaos. Jameis Winston or Daniel Jones?
Jameis Winston. Sorry. I know people might think that's kind of fun and sexy to go out and, ooh, let's get Daniel Jones. He's out there. He's available. He's a free agent. I'm not, You know what? I'm happy with what James did last night. He's got one interception in 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks after he had, what, two the first week. So they figured out how to, you know, curtail some of that, making a little bit better decision making. And I don't know. I feel like the team has a chance to win when he goes out there. So I'm not going to. And Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones. You tell me, what would you do?
I am Jameis Winston as well over Daniel Jones. I think it's an interesting, you kind of kick the tires on it. Like, put it this way, if I were the Browns, I'd call a meeting. You know, it would definitely be one of those where I'd be like, okay, let's get everybody in the room. What do we think, guys? Do we want to maybe bring Daniel Jones in here and see if there's anything to this? And maybe sign him, you know, in the same idea of a bridge quarterback. And I think the entire room looks at it and goes, yeah, we got Jameis. Let's stick with Jameis. And that's how I feel. I'd rather have Jameis Winston. Jameis will push the ball down the field a little bit more. Daniel Jones has his limitations. His accuracy is always going to be a bit of an issue. And the fact that he's he likes to check down all the time too will always be a bit of an issue. I like having a quarterback who wants to push the ball down the field.
Yeah, I'm okay with it too. And I also understand that he's going to throw picks if he does that. It's going to happen every once in a while, right?
Now, yeah.
You know that. And you're a 3-win team. Who cares? Go for it.
Exactly. That's my whole thing with Jameis is like, and the best part of having Jameis Winston out there is what's happening with this offense right now. And by that, I mean the fact that I can go, okay, Jerry Jeudy, might be something there. That might be something. Okay. I don't know if I would have known that with Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I don't know if I would have known that with Deshaun Watson. I don't know if I'd know that with Daniel Jones. But with Jameis Winston being able to throw the ball and use the fact that Jerry Jeudy is a man coverage beater and a bit of a burner, I now can look at that guy and go, Jerry Jeudy, okay, that might be a keeper. Elijah Moore, maybe all isn't lost. Maybe you're not the forgotten man in this whole thing. Maybe there's still something here. I can at least evaluate the rest of this roster and see if some of the dice rolls that have been taken are coming up decent numbers or if they're coming up snake eyes. You know, like I can at least evaluate a roster with Jameis Winston. I can't do that with Daniel Jones. And I got to play Daniel Jones ball, which is just nasty and isn't fun to watch. And this is entertainment, isn't it?
I think so. Let me check. Yeah, it's entertainment. Last night was entertainment, that's for sure. It was fun. Last night was just fun. Is now the time, though, for Jameis Winston then to say, let's go get a new deal. Let's figure this out now before it becomes more expensive.
I would. And even if it's now or even if it's at the end of the season, I'm going up to Jameis Winston and I'm handing him a 2 to 3 year contract, $20 million a year. And just for the lone reason of like, dude, I want you to come in and I just want you to be the bridge. I want you to be a guy.
They do have cap space to do this. Like, there's no problem financially due to $20 million a year.
You'd have to yank the lever on Deshaun Watson's contract to keep him around, which is probably what it looks like it's going to do anyway.
Okay.
So they'll probably do that.
Don't you think Deshaun at some point is going to say, because I thought it was interesting, Anthony and Ken were talking about it this morning, that, and I don't know, maybe you can take a look, Did Deshaun do anything on Instagram? Did he do anything on social media congratulating his team, saying that's a hard-fought win, boys?
Well, where do you want to check? Do you want him to check the burners or you want him to check actual Deshaun Watson?
Well, first, Check the regular ones.
Check the regulars and then go to the burners.
What's the latest? Is there a new burner?
I don't know if there's a new burner. I think Leroy Bickerstaff is still going nuts out there somewhere.
Ah, man. Leroy. Oh, he was a good coach, wasn't he?
But, like, that stuff doesn't have any meaning to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm too hardened. Maybe my brain doesn't work that way. But, like, I more look at this and go, all right, I can hand Jameis the keys to this thing, and I can try as the Browns organization to thread the needle. And by that, I mean attempt to be a mildly competitive team while also kind of retooling some of this stuff. You want to talk about why the Steelers are able to do what they're able to do. You want to talk about why the Ravens are able to do what they're able to do. The Packers, a little bit with the Niners, you could lump them into. It's an ability to be able to never truly rebuild, but always be able to retool and maybe take a half step back, but never take four steps back to go six steps forward. It's
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The one thing that the best teams that everybody circles and says, this is who I want to build around, those are the things that they do. And Jameis Winston puts this team in a position where they're able to do that. They can maybe take the, I don't know, we call this season maybe the half step back, but then be able to next year go in and go, okay, there might be a wild card on this team.
Did you put your right foot in yet?
I just shook it all about.
Oh, okay, just make sure. Which, that's, by the way, is the best, right? It's the best line in the song.
What, shook it all about?
Shake it all about, yeah.
I've never graded lines in the Hokey Pokey before.
We live the Hokey Pokey around here.
I'll have to sit back and think of it. I'll have to sit back and think of the best lines of the Hokey Pokey. Anyway, that way I can judge this roster, I can figure out who the keepers are, and I can do a retool while still remaining competitive, which is the best part of Jameis Winston. It's why I go up to him and go, dude, here's a 3-year contract. And if I do that, it gets me out of the quarterback market for this year, where I don't have to talk myself into anybody. Because that's what everybody's telling you is, okay, Cam Ward, you're going to have to talk yourself into that. Shedeur Sanders is going to need some time. Talk yourself into that one. Drew Aller is a lotto ticket, as much as we all love him in Cleveland. Like, I'd rather be in next year's quarterback draft than this year's quarterback draft. And if I sign Jameis to a 2-3 year deal as a bridge guy, man, that solves that problem. And I could go best available left tackle, best available defensive end, best available corner.
Do you know how many motions you have to take to do the Hokey Pokey?
6.
No, it's more than that.
Really?
According to the Learning Station, this is the dance song for kids. Not, you want to know what you put in? You want me to go through this really quick, very fast?
Sure.
Right foot in, left foot in, right arm in, left arm in, put your head in, put your knees in, put your shoulders in, put your elbows in, put your bottom in.
Nobody's ever made it this far.
This one I've never heard before.
Nobody's ever made it this deep into the Hokey Pokey.
This is the other one. Put your quiet voice in? What is that all about?
This is the equivalent of somebody being like, man, I listened to all 20 minutes of Iron Butterflies and the God of DaVita. Right. It doesn't pick up until minute 12.
I'm not even done. Put your loud voice in, put your tummy in, put your nose in.
What is this?
And then put your whole self in.
I feel like this is one of those where we look at each other and go, do you know the national anthem had like 3 extra verses on the end of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and it, if you heard those 3 extra verses, you probably wouldn't stand for it. I'm not going down that road today, but if you read it and you keep going past
the extra
verses.
Sorry.
I'm not doing that today, but I
should not have said that out loud.
I said it out loud. Go ahead, read it. Tell me if you think that. Never mind. Don't tell me. We'll talk about it another day. But if you've ever read past what we actually sing, I don't know that we would do it. How about America the Beautiful? That would be great. I'd be all happy for that. 216-474-0092.
20 verses.
216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.